periodic check-in with you guys, you know how you're doing.
Boiler Medics, may I help you?
Hey, Lynn, how you doing? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hey there, Dennis. Doing good.
Good, good. Just doing my periodic check-in with you guys, seeing how you're doing, really.
Crazy. Just absolutely crazy nuts.
Oh, you guys are super busy.
Yeah. Well, it snowed clear almost through May. We took 2 days off around Memorial Day and then just stuck with emergencies after that and one thing after another, trying to take Fridays off because our daughter races and
right,
trying to get everything
that.
Done in the little bit of time that we have, and it's it's just been busy, so.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better than the alternative, but I know that could be frustrating.
Exactly. I did want to talk to you it's just an idea right now. We haven't finalized it yet. He's just had a couple issues with his van. And what would be involved if we wanted to try to buy a truck for the company?
It's actually a little bit easier. All we look at is just 3 months of business bank statements, a quote for the van, and it's a different application we have you fill out. I really have enough information on it, though, that we don't really need that filled out. And
okay.
That's all. That's all we look at. Being that it's a titled...
It'd be a truck instead
okay.
of a van. Yeah, he goes back and forth between the two.
Yeah, vans are nice because you can lock them up and people can't steal your tools, but then again... they're not as easy accessible, so I used to be an electrician. I know we tried the van thing, and you're always banging your head trying to... It's easier to have access from the outside.
Everybody just throws everything in. With the trucks that he's had before, of course, he gets the topper that has the sides. They have locks on it, and
right.
he can find things easier that way, but same thing, things get thrown in the back of the truck. So
yeah.
It's just something that he's considering right now. And I went, you know what, you know, he's always saying that, but I'll double check with him about that. And as I said, it's not even something that's like to happen next month, but, you know, and of course, this time of year, I've got tons of billing right now that I have to get out. So.
Oh, wow.
So 3 months isn't looking so good because I haven't been doing any of the collecting because we've been dealing with some of our older customers that we've had. So we bill them out. And so I've got a stack of billing to do here today that I'm working on. So.
Oh, fun. Well, it's not a huge factor. It's just something that if I think it's going to help the loan out, I'll include it. If it doesn't, then it's not a big deal.
Okay.
But you can get
okay.
an approval either way. And it's reported the same way. Actually, a little bit differently, you're able to write off around 33% of the value of the truck on the section 179 of the business tax return.
Oh, exactly. Oh, I started out as a CPA. I know that.
Oh, okay. So you know what's up. Okay.
And yeah, that I'm not worried about. I know that we can take care of that. It's more the timing can get him actually out to go take a look, see what he can find, see if that's really what he wants to do, you know, that kind of thing. So
gotcha.
I just thought I'd ask you the next time I talk to you because you just seem to give us all this money and always, well, do you want any more equipment? And I'm like, no. No, I'm not going to call him back. We don't need anything. We're good.
Not a problem.
No. But yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I think the first time you called, we were right before Memorial Day. We were headed out of town, and we actually got to take a small trip. Our daughter, for graduation, went out to New York City.
Oh, cool. I think I remember you telling me about that.
Yep. So I booked us a trip, and we went to Montana.
Oh, cool.
I almost couldn't get him to come home.
I know. That's one of the few places I'm afraid to go to as well. I'll probably love it out there and figure out somehow to stay out there.
Yeah. We flew out there. We got a rental car and put 1,300 miles on it.
Oh, wow.
In 5 days. So we traveled and looked at a lot of different things. The whole thing was when we got back towards the airport, we're like, well, we've got like 5-6 hours before we fly out. So we drove down to Big Sky, and he just loved it there. Well, he was looking online the other day, and they've already gotten snow.
Oh, wow. And when, that deter
him
a little bit.
We're not moving there. I mean, summers are short enough. In Colorado, we're liable to have snow by September, so we're looking at, you know, 3, maybe 4 months without snow. So I'm like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah, we don't get enough out here for me to dislike it, but I can only imagine it's probably a hassle, especially trying to work and everything, you know, getting over the pass.
Exactly. Well, with Big Sky, when we got there Memorial Day, they had not even opened up because they... Once the snow melts, they open up the lifts for downhill bicycles. And they said that they just had so much snow that it would be another week or so before they open that up. And then they go, and mid-July, they're already getting snow again. I'm like, absolutely not. Because he's for years said, oh, well, it's weather real similar to Denver. And I'm like, liar. Like, I'm going to look real close at it and show him that, you know, there's times when we're in, you know, fairly nice weather and they're getting, you know, sub-zero temperatures. And, you know, there are times that the weather is like Denver, but not the majority of the time. So, I mean, I watch the weather because... I plan so much in our work around it, and I'm like, no, it's not quite the same. I am not moving farther north.
Yeah, I think it'd be a little bit more extreme out there.
Yeah, just a little. Well, and the fact that we went all the way up to Glacier National Park, which was real nice because I guess Yellowstone was just absolutely swamped. So there were a lot of people there. So we went up to Glacier, and it still wasn't even fully open. So the first day we were like, well, that wasn't much of a ride. Well, why don't we take this little dirt road up north? And we ended up all the way to the Canadian border.
Oh, cool.
There, but it's an older place where they closed down that you used to be able to get into Canada. So it was kind of neat.
That is neat. Definitely.
Yeah, because you look at the sign and it goes, if you cross this, you're in Canada. So we go, okay, we're in Canada, we're in the U.S., we're in Canada, yeah, you know, type thing.
My foot's in Canada.
Exactly. But, big sign says, you'll be prosecuted, blah, blah, blah. And then about 50 yards in, we saw what might be a camera. And there were other people with us, and they were going fishing, and they went ahead and walked north that way. And we went, you know, I think we'll take off. And and we passed this building, and Ken goes, you know, what is that? And I go, it's, what is it? Not customs, but, you know, the border patrol. I'm like, you know, if they set off some alarm, they're going to go chase them. We're out of here.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that. If anything, it'd just be a hassle.
Well, that's what I kept telling him. He goes, well, we'll just go into Canada. I go, they'll let you into Canada. Problem is, U.S. won't let you back without a passport. And you
ain't
got one. So, there's a problem.
Yeah, that's funny. I've been to Canada a few times, up to Whistler and stuff. It's beautiful up there.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I'd like to go up to... Alaska one time.
Oh yeah, me too. That's on my my list.
Through, you know, what is that? Vancouver and that up that way, but
yeah, Vancouver for a big city like that, it's really a pretty city. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's right on the water and it's clean. I mean, for a city.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I mean, we'd rather stay here where it's very small. But anyway. Thank you for calling. I will talk to him about that and let him know and see.
Yeah, it'll be easy. The only thing with that is the titling is the only thing that takes a little bit of time, and that's just because you have to deal with the DMV, but you know how that is. So yeah. Other than that, it's really quick on our end. We can usually get an approval sometimes within a couple hours, and then it can be a used. Obviously, it can be used, and it can be from a private party. If it's from a private party, they look at it a little bit more of a risk, but if he finds it online or something like that, we can still get it done for you guys.
Okay. I will let him know. Yeah, we don't buy anything brand new. you know, as soon as you drive it off, it drops so much.
Well, yeah, there's just no point.
Yeah.
Especially if you're using it for work, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So minimum, you know, few years old. Yeah, he's really looking at a fairly specific one just because he likes the Chevy truck so much. But, you know, it just... It depends on what he finds. He can find these deals, and I know that whether it's through private party or sometimes, you know, even at a dealership, he just finds these awesome deals. I will let him know that it can be, because that's what I think he was worried about, that he'd have to go through a dealer. But there is a company that a friend of ours bought some vehicles through that he said he wanted to go down and check out what they might have. So I will let him know that then.
Alrighty. Sounds good. And you guys are about 37% paid into your current on-deck loan. So usually when you're aware, like you've done in the past, once you're 50% paid in, you'll be able to renew the terms if you need to or want to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're not interested in doing that unless... Would it combine with this, or would it be completely separate from this?
It'd be completely separate. Yeah,
okay,
it'd be a different deal.
Yeah, and as I said, yeah. I mean, we like getting things paid off as quickly as possible, so I'd really like it to be paid off by next May, and that way we'd be all done with that one. And the only thing we'd have left then would be the work truck, so... So that's why I told him, I said, well, we can't, I just don't want to get too out there in debt. So all right, well, great. Thank you again so much. And what's the phone number? Let me put your phone number here so that if I need to call you about this.
Sure.
What's your direct line?
It's 858-519-5315.
All right. So... I have it here. I put everything in an Excel spreadsheet, and then I can just search it. And then that way I can find everything I need. So all right. Well, we've got everything. Thanks so much for calling, Dennis.
You're welcome, Lynn. Don't work too hard if you can help it.
You have a great summer. Well, we keep talking. We want to get back out there. The kids, Brandon finally finished up in Sacramento, so they are headed back down to Temecula.
Okay.
Definitely want to get out there to see. The grandson turned a year 2 days ago.
Oh, gotcha.
We still haven't been out to see him yet.
Well, Temecula is a good riding spot too. There's a lot of good trails out there, and I think they have Paula Racetrack is not too far from there as well.
The one that we went to look at that would be real nice is Cahia.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I've heard of that one. I haven't seen that one, but
it looked really nice. We just drove out there and took a look, but very sandy. We've heard good things from friends that have been out there and riding all over the place and such. So we just, I don't know that we'd actually cart all the motorcycles out there to go ride, or whether we'd just fly out to see the grandson for a while, but don't
know. You might be able to rent some too, if you really wanted to.
All right. Well, again, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.